Through the power of this prayer, good action, all the victorious ones appear. Vivid is before my mind, and I multiply by the action of time to heaven of the universe. Each heaven of human frustration in all Buddha, in every other press, I bring Buddha service. And then all Bodhisattva appears, and as I imagine them through completely entire space of reality. The sound of the ocean of different melodies, I sing the Buddha's noble quality, and the praise of all those who are gone to perfect bliss. To every Buddha, I make offerings of them with like beautiful garlands and music, perfume, ornament, the best of all, greatest names and the finest incense. To every Buddha, I make offers to exquisite garment and most fragrant incense. People who have known to me arrange perfect symmetry as in the vast and unsurpassable offering inspired by a devotee to all Buddhas and motivated by power of my faith and good actions. I prostrate and offer to all victorious ones. I am driven by its desire, hatred, and ignorance with my body, my speech, and the soul with my mind. Before you, I confess and purify each and every one. With a heartful delight, I rejoice all the merits of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Patrika Buddhas, and those trained in the art beyond training, and every living being throughout the entire universe. You are like a beam of light shining through the world. You pass through the stages of enlightenment and attain Buddhahood, freedom from all attachment. Exert you, all your protectors, turn the unsurpassable view of Dharma. Join my palms together, pray to you, turn to path in Nirvana, remain for eons as many as atoms in this world. And bring well-being and happiness to all living beings. With little virtues I have gathered through my homage, through offering, confess, and rejoice, exhortation and prayer, all that I dedicate to the enlightenment of all beings. Thank you. Casting far away abundant joys that may be gained of this or future lives because of bringing harm to other beings, I ignorantly bring myself intolerable pain. So this is self and others exchanging practice, and this part very important in especially Mahayana tradition, Mahayana Buddhism, because we always say the motivation very important. What motivation we need is the aspiration or noble intention to help others. Then you have to take care or care others' suffering. And then also, because we are relying on each other as a social human being, so it's important to take good care or love each other. If that one's interest also dependent on others' kind of deeds or others, as a, others or effect to you and the, your activity or your body, speech, and mind also affect other people. So then once said, even if you don't practice spiritual practice, the Buddhist practice, or you are not interested in Mahayana kind of practice, but as a social being, if we have too much self, then we are in many ways mentally and life or any facing many troubles in mental or life issues. So it's said, consider about others will bring joy and happiness. If one too much self-centered or selfish kind of a person, then maybe joyful living or joyful living are not able to form. Or if your happiness or lost, matter of your own motivation as a selfish person, then many good opportunity to become an unfortunate situation. And then they said, if we harm other people and they make others suffer, then it's the worst or thing to do, or it's a kind of not wise way to live. And also we said before, even small things or these are important. Small deeds, small actions are the direction or setting the directions of habitual patterns. So that eventually can become stronger and stronger. Good behavior also from little or start from, begin from small, good deeds. And I think in Western, I think idioms also said charity start at home. You can do, if you want to reach high, you start low. If you want to reach far, you start from near. These said, if you want to reach happiness of yourself and others, then it's kind of important to consider more others than yourself. This is a kind of a wise way to achieve mutual kind of a happiness or mutual benefit. And then we can go through this way.
All the harm with which this world is rife, all fear and suffering that there is, clinging to the eye has caused it. What am I to do with this great demon?
That's very true, because we can see there are many tragedies happened, although it doesn't matter. It's a family issue or social issue. If you see economic issues happen, economic crisis or these happens, and then many people said it's not about you. Kind of some seemingly it's a economic problem, but actually it's a moral problem. In Wall Street or these financial kind of a crisis or some places happening a war or protest and suppress these happening. But if you look more clearly, there are many kind of lacking of moral principle. So those happens. Or you can say individual suffering, or one person facing a lot of fight, and also always in the struggle. And if you study or more, then it's more about too much consider about oneself, and not having enough love and care about others, or flexibility, openness, then many things easily to kind of fragile and become troublesome, easily have negative consequences. So it is like that. So it said here, all fears and suffering, it's from self-attachment, caused by too much emphasize me on the I. So, and said we should reduce all those I or self, strong self-attachment, then things are much easy to deal and much easy to solve. So we are afraid of enemies and some obscurations, but main obscurations or demon are just the attachment. If you can solve or overcome that obscuration, then rest is much easier. And then one text, Mula Madhigmika Karika, this is a kind of a Shantakriti's commentary, and he said, in the beginning, all started, those things or problems or started lacking of freedom or the cycle of existence started from I. And then mine is also kind of mutually, simultaneously come, I and mine. And then everything started like a wheel continuously, and then lost the total kind of freedom, free from suffering, or these are kind of impossible, since we have a strong I and the mind, these. And we will increase, enlarge that part of ourself, then it's very difficult to reduce suffering. And many people are unable to eat well or sleep well, and often worry too much. Also, sometimes it's not about lacking of knowledge or something. But sometimes it's that kind of a practice to reduce self-centered attitude. And then, so if you want to really get help, then you should help yourself to open our mind and also become more willing to help others or consider others pain and pleasure, then in the other side effect, or then you also reduce self-concentration or too much self-centered thinking. So the indirectly compassion also help you out from trouble or stuck in the selfish motivation. Yes, please.
If this I is not relinquished wholly, sorrow likewise cannot be avoided. If you do not keep away from fire, people can't escape from being burned.
And then, in a large scale, you only think that is bad, or too much thinking about self, or too much self-grasping is bad. That alone cannot do much. And with the practice of self and others exchanging or giving and taking, the practice also help a lot. And but eventually we have to realize the shunyata or emptiness. The things have no independent nature or existence. These are very meaningful philosophical kind of points. And if you're thoroughly able to realize that, then through that kind of understanding, things are dependent on each other. Things are compound. Then there is a not lasting or absolute existence. Then you liberate yourself from grasping that illusion of things are real and there is a kind of a, something to rely on, hold on. So then you eliminate the self, or you can say relinquish wholly is possible. Otherwise, it's kind of only for practicing of self and others, exchange and taking and giving practice. It's very important, although you cannot immediately kind of realize the emptiness in deeply, but relatively self, the taking and giving are much easier to practice. So that is kind of helping us in a certain level. I mean, it's that if we don't totally kind of through the training, although there is a realness still, some degree of realness of the world and the people and everything, feelings and matter and these. But in the relative world kind of phenomenon, we still can able to do some degree of the total kind of unconditional love and help other, the willing to help, or these altruism is possible. So in that also said, if you cannot practice all of teachings, but one good start and bring you on to reach enlightenment is that never forget sentient beings, other beings, mother-like sentient beings, I sometimes say, and also with the compassion, then you will kind of accumulate good karma continuously until you one day reach Buddhahood. And through compassion, and then loving kindness and compassion, you will reach some unlimited kind of love or aspiration. And with those bodhisattva deeds, then you eventually you will reach enlightenment. So it's humble or simple beginning is just consider other people, or, and eventually more and more people, for start from one single individual like mother or father or brother, sister who you really love, and then make more people, you think they are same. Human beings are human being, and also sentient beings are sentient being. And then eventually you have a equanimity or an equal love, unconditional love, we can say, not based on that is my relative or somebody good to me or not, is not that important anymore. As long as they are sentient being, as long as they are trying to pursuing happiness, avoiding suffering, it's the same condition. So we wish, or we're willing to try to do good and to help. You do what? Mm-hmm. So it said, in order to kind of decrease or kind of stopping the harm in yourself, because it's the attachment, not the harm in others, and the first-hand suffering is your own experience by too much attachment. And also, of course, you care or love your family members and other people. So if there is a strong self feeling or attachment, or we don't really look in our own mind detail, we are following customs and taking or avoiding judging in many kind of degree or many ways, already habituated, it's like an automatic machine comes. But through kind of a view, establishing kind of a view of altruism, and also the practice of a meditation, reading and reflecting meditation, these on these topics are very helpful to break through or break down that original habituation that always drive you to negative situation. Then he said, also, in order to help people surrounding yourself, at least not bring suffering towards those people who are really close to you or care about you. And then we should, I say, kind of best love yourself, love others like love yourself. Best way is to reduce kind of self-centered attitude or strong self. Strong self, actually, there's two aspects of a strong self. One is a healthy, good. We cannot say we are not like air, we are not existed, it's impossible. But the self can be constructive or destructive. So we should increase more constructive kind of a self. That self is kind of a willingly can do good, be good, and help others. It's like that. If there is a strong attachment, and we combine with the self attachment and a negative kind of a emotions, and then these are going to harm yourself and others. So it said it's very good to say you are giving yourself to as a, like a gift of this world or gift as a present for family. Said I will contribute something good, happiness, joy, or comfortable comfort with, if you are kind of a gift as a negative, always bring problems and suffering towards each other, then we should change. Human qualities are one thing we are able to change, our kind of characters by setting views, and also with aspiration, with the increased merit and blessing, and also the promise, or yourself kind of self promise, is and the increase of compassion, wisdom, and self confidence, and these openness can able to gradually, sometimes it's not sudden, but gradually will change in better situation. Today I'm looking at this one. We already have a Chinese and the English version of this same we are using in other classes. We also use in English, and it's sometimes this was much easier, but this in some half minutes or they will close this screen close. So it's pointing out, it's always pointing this as so not easy. So I will read on this much. Yeah. So in the beginning, we already said we are offering our body, mind towards as a gift or generosity to sentient beings. So sometimes, of course, we consider, say, this is my body and this, I'm an individual person and I have my own identity or existence. I have my own idea. I want to kind of reach Buddhahood, and I also want to help all sentient beings like some self. But with this practice, we said, you tell yourself, it's and you are kind of already promised to serve others with your body and speech and mind. Then you only do something good for sentient beings, and then not thinking too much about other things. I think it's a kind of way of your, how you influence yourself, and how you use your, including the sensor faculties and mind. If you say, I already kind of offered this body and this life to dedicate to serve sentient beings, then we don't use this life for kind of damaging this life, or use this life for increase negative, because increase negative behaviors, then you are going to kind of also bring your suffering to yourself and others. So this is not our interest and original kind of promise. So that included maybe aware of how you use your ear, how you use your eyes, how you use your mouth, and also your physical body, and many kind of related activities you have you have to aware. If you watch so many action movies and also maybe kind of horror movies, and these are normal for people, you say, what is wrong? But as a practitioner, you have to aware there is a negative impact to your mind. If you, what you are, who you are, and what you become is very much related to daily activities. And you are observing every aspect of information to you, and then kind of manifest yourself. You're spending and thinking mentally, and then your energy also absorbed by those information. You are mutually kind of observing each other. And also, you can say, even your dream also influenced by those daily activities. Then, as we can say, in the future lives, in the between afterlife to next kind of life, death to a next life, also very much kind of deep voluntarily engagement is very strong influence. So we have to kind of we buy products, and including clothes or those, we also think which is a good and suitable. We eat food, we also consider what is healthy or medicine, which is harmful from long-term effect and short-term kind of a satisfaction. Also, you have to judge and different and kind of analyze those situations similarly. So we should analyze what we say, what we hear, willing to kind of not only passively and actively, or you have to choose what you look and what you hear and these things. It's important. And then here, of course, said you should engage more your sensor body and thinking, or including mind itself, to if there's a very bad memory, nothing good happens with this memory. You should rather to kind of pay attention, you know, intentionally you should kind of leave alone this memory. You cannot forget something, but you can neglect this. You don't have to always kind of bring again and again those bad memories. So it's something good and useful knowledge. You shouldn't waste, or you shouldn't forget, but refresh and use your mindfulness to remember something good that is helpful or useful in the future. The sutra of hip jewel, I think. It said, if you engage with the power of virtuous deeds, then you repay or get the happiness and the peace. Eventually, you will kind of reach unlimited, unsurpassable kind of attainment, like Buddhahood. And then said, if you engage with negative deeds or non-virtuous deeds, you will, or others related to people will feel, suffer, or reach, engage more kind of, the consequence is the more suffering. And then the end of those activities will kind of go down to unfortunate realms, in suffering more. So, my sight and other sense, my sight and the other senses know the property of others. To use them for myself would be improper, and it likewise disallowed to use my faculties against their owner. Of course, it's the same as before, this sense of faculty, including use your eyes. If you use your eyes in a negative discrimination or angry, or kind of make others very uncomfortable kind of looking, sarcastic, or sometimes it's look down people in different way, manipulate or bully people different ways. So these, including facial expressions, and of course the words, these are included. So then it said, not because of too much self-interest to use those faculties for kind of harming others or negative way to others. So including if you do kind of physical posture, sitting and walking, or standing or laying down or something. These, in during those times, you also consider how to convenient others. In the ancient, not ancient, but in some places, even walking towards each other and on the street, and one is too kind of a negative attitude or kind of bomb each other, then there's a bad tragedy or fight happens in bar, or some people drink and then they are already influenced, and or then it's too late, or maybe 2 a.m. or something, and then there is a kind of a ego, everybody. Then if it's a small incident, can be kind of a big chaos. This happens. So he said we should, of course, try to avoid those elements, but even those looking and using your hand and walking, sitting, those, even, this is culture differences, but in some culture, way of sitting and watching your feet or something toward in, then also people read as a negative or positive, or some people maybe culturally mistake and misunderstanding or something, then there will kind of a conflict and a clash or something happens. Yes, please. Yes.
The sentient beings will be my chief concern, and everything I see my body has will all be seized and offered for the use and service of all other beings.
this is a kind of conclusion of the previous these stanzas, a few stanzas, and they said, so it, based on those reasons, we should kind of respect sentient beings. And if you don't have this idea or understanding of what life, how life, way of life, which way of living, or what kind of life you want to have, and what is a meaningful for you life, meaningful life, what is means of a meaningful life to you. And then they have a different answer, but since kind of Buddhist path towards happiness, enlightenment, wisdom and compassion kind of path, then it's a, like I said, you should kind of offer or giving or kind of helping to sentient being who need in the, your own capabilities. And it's a very bodhisattva, actually. It's not everybody can do, even you kind of engaging with the Mahayana Buddhist teachings. But some people able to do it. Some people kind of better than before. Or some people kind of changing in according time and practice. For some people, it's important to make money of yourself and then accumulate wealth and then to kind of investment, increase, enlarge your kind of property and ownership. Rights of ownership or those things. And then from the other side, no one can really own anything over 100 years. So during that time, because of for property or wealth, they, if you do negative things, then it's a kind of a, in a future lives, it's not very a good karmic relationship or karmic debt or could happen. And if you don't think about future lives, about this life, with the property or wealth, then basic use is to serve sentient beings or serve human beings. If you, your mind or your kind of way of doing things, it become more because of wealth and property, more harm, more unstable mind, more kind of worries, and these are, you have to kind of judge the situation, how useful property is, or you become slave of property. And if you keep all property within your mind, name or something, is what, how much meaning for, how much use is for it. And if you say, oh, until my last breath, I have to use those rules, then it said to, even some people said, oh, in an early age, I pursue wealth or money, I paid suffering or kind of lost my health condition. And then later lifetime, I use my money to kind of buy my health or something. It's a kind of different view and a way to do things. And from this, the verses we have to say, the bodhisattva or bodhisattva is always thinking life is short, permanent. If you do want to do something good, you should have a schedule and to do it. You have a good goal to accomplish something, including spiritual practice. Or you have a different way of doing things. You should know life is like that. So with that, renunciation practice very important also, because if we continue to have a strong attachment, eventually we have to leave all this world behind of us. We have to go. Then that moment is very also difficult, because our habits is kind of living 10,000 years, kind of always renewing. Like your life will go this way for more time, like that kind of attitude. So once suddenly stops, then it's very difficult. So for some people, they already have this kind of preparation and practice, and also some kind of a certain self, the you can say personality or the habituation already become very open and easy, then much easier for them to deal with kind of living and impermanence, those same things. So for people who have already seriously engaged in Mahayana practice, bodhisattva vows, then it said, I'll use my bodies and mind and belongings to serving all sentient beings. The aspiration is all sentient beings, not only one or two, but all sentient beings. In reality, it said, it's a, until you reach some enlightenment of a Buddhahood, serving all sentient beings are impossible. But Buddha also not capable to put all sentient beings in Buddhahood. But his all-knowing quality is there. But the relative world or physical world, he cannot directly change in by him. So, changing others' karma or something directly. And then the rest of today we have is to reduce, we say, oh, how we do it then, if you say, oh, reduce our negative behavior or something, then detail things, how we should do it. That is the coming verses. Yes, please.
Take others, lower, higher, equal as yourself. Identify yourself as other. Then, without another thought, immerse yourself in envy, pride, and rivalry.
And this is a kind of a given the reference. Reference, is what? 概略，概要，refer，refer，很好。It's like a conclusion, some summaries here, little bit summaries. Take others, and then the three type of situation. If you sometimes dislike people, or in a kind of a discriminate people, if you envy people, if we kind of become, because of the position and income or kind of many reasons, people sometimes you think, oh, my position is not higher than this person, I'm not rich enough for compared to this person, or some people, oh, we are similar, equal, or we have a same situation from many aspects. People can always thinking or social status, the many things, including maybe the race sometimes also involving education and age or many things like that. In reality, also some background or many things. So the three, lower, higher, and equal, then we are usually always habituate with compare yourself to others, like a higher, lower, and equal. But here we should, the practice is to exchange yourself to others. Usually you say, if you meet higher than you, then you can lack enough self-confidence or feel kind of pessimicity or pessimism. And if you self feel higher than others, then maybe have a proud or something happens. And then the equal, then competition, these would be involved sometimes. then we just changing two position, both yourself. One is previous yourself, one is now. So you now you're changing to lower first, and then equal, and then third higher. Because we have to feel others, how others feeling, feeling to you, and then as an example, if you meet, next time you meet people, how you kind of deal with people and how you take care of others in a more smart, sensitive way. Maybe not too sensitive, but it's also have to know mentality or maybe some kind of emotions you can able to, those perception you're able to understand. So, to the threes, and then continue, please. And they said in first this Gero now say I'm in lower situation, lower position, and then the previous another person is yourself, you kind of a before you. Now you are kind of exchanging two characters. One is a previous, one is in higher position. Now you are present moment, you are in a lower kind of A or B. A is your original you. B is kind of your exchanging now to the B. Now starting from B's point or lower kind of situation point, A, of course it's you, but you're thinking that time you have a jealous about yourself. It's from lower level, there are sometimes envy or sometimes jealous or many things happens. They said, that's why he is the center of attention, I'm not nothing. You know, or these kind of feelings sometimes people come, for some people those are okay, not thinking too much, already kind of get used to it, or they are already just think on this position, these in a caste system or something. Then you already sense from your beginning of very young, or you already have a strong these custom habituated. Then maybe you don't have much kind of a thinking. But once in a while, people are smart, so they will think why you should be that fortunate one. I'm so unfortunate. You have everything and having those lives, and I have to sleep on the street, or people are having kind of wine or good things, food and activities, praise and light, or welcoming by people. I'm looked down by people, even not harming anybody, but even laying on down or on street, or just people watching, people look like me, and own their money or something. So they have a unhappy and not satisfied, even sometimes turn to violence or destructive those. So I said, this one is poor. He said, unlike him, I'm poor without possessions. That also make people angry. These recent, I think, Bolivia or something, there are many people, Argentina also, people coming to the street and then breaking many things, public facilities, express the anger. He said, in some society, I think, even in China, so the 2% of people owned 80% of properties or something extreme, very extreme, recent. Then there's a 经济系数有, 那个叫怎么说, 经济什么? They said those are very rich and the poor gap is extremely high. So in that, we are all human being existed on this world and live in one society, a country or city. There's a kind of fair or unfair kind of situation and things like that. And everyone looks up to you and dispassing me. And, all goes well for him. For me, there is only bitterness. And so, I went through one time on this San Francisco, and of course, I'm often visiting those places. But one time I saw some people really sleeping on the street. The other side, there's a big kind of events and many people dress well, and then the people driving car and then put them there, and then there's a professional drivers taking care of the car, each of those person, and then you can see very clear. And of course, we are not saying everybody exactly have to be equal, but then I thought maybe these people who are sleeping and they're able to see this kind of activity, even you think these people are cannot immediately do anything, but in their mind could be different thoughts coming and going. Similarly, in this situation, some rich people have to pay more attention to how to take care of the society, also society, the responsibility of the company, or protect the environment, and they're giving some space for different class of maybe income or people, for everybody can survive, and not only survive, but maybe more happier, kind of balanced society, very, very important. 继续读。 This also continues same. He said, some people in a hotel, like 5-star hotel, people working for them. This is also recent kind of realized. Said some company or people country said if you hire employee, you have to buy them insurance and then this and that. Then they rather not to having so many employees. And then if there is a booking some events or so many other company or something gathering in a hotel, then they immediately call people who working for hour to hour, the situation, you have to, don't have to pay social or something, the medical or something. So they only pay them, I think, 8 yuan or something. It's about $1 more for 1 hour. Because they are after working finish, they almost midnight, so there is no public transportation, or even those are very huge kind of a company or chain of the hotel, very famous, but they try to make the people as giving more service fee, but only maybe few percentage goes to directly to the servant, the most not in their hand. So those situations, think of people, although cannot do anything for those poor people, there's no choice. Otherwise, who want to do those jobs? Overall, you can see wealth, it's not for people, kind of comfort or serving people, use for wealth. Wealth can be create good social impact, also a negative impact with a good karmic kind of accumulation, or bad karmic debt also possible through wealth of yourself making different things. So here I said, people who work very tirelessly, earn very, very little money, and then other people are kind of a very, very luxury, and then having everything self, or sometimes even personal jet, or those are many people owned. Many people praising those wealthy people or powerful people, also same time look down those people. If you say, just 1 hour, 2 hours serving the hotel or the waitress or something, people may immediately not wanting to have any relationship with you or something. This happens. So it's a kind of a, sometimes it's a government not pay more attention to set those regulations and then to train adults, kind of adult, to have a train there, become a professional, or give them a temporary kind of a opportunity, a small kind of investment, loan, small loans to make them start their life. Or there's a kind of special paying more attention to women who wanted to entrepreneurially develop some business experience or things. Some society, including I think in Bay Area, those are existent. Very important, I think. And what nobody without the distinction, not true. I do have some good qualities. Compared with some, he's lower down. Compared with some, I do excel. So this is the mental or mentality people may think. They said, if they're higher position or rich people, but they said, oh, everybody capable to do something. Everybody have something gift. Qualities. This person who maybe kind of look down on me or something, but they are some people better than him or her. And then he said, even people look down on me, but I'm also better than some people. Like that. Yes, please continue.
My discipline, my understanding have declined, but I am helpless, ruled by my defilements. As much as he is able, he should cure me. Let him be submissive even to his punishments.
This is also especially, I think, about the people who are practicing in a group of group studying in monasteries, and then those happens. There are also some kind of status, and then you are this position, you are having this and that. Some people have a better, rich family, although they were not showing too much, but they're not able to show too much, but still food or sometimes new clothing, or they have some special, very expensive silk or something somewhere, and then people can see. And then also discriminate by saying you are pure, not pure enough, or you are not having knowledge of Dharma, or not good understanding, having good, not good, having decline, or some people say, oh, used to you are good monk, but now you are not a good monk anymore, you do this and that bad thing. So those, some people, if you in those positions, I'm a pure perception, a pure precept, my vowels are very much pure than you, or my understanding much higher than you, this happens. And then people may think, say, I did this something also not because of my own original intention. Nobody want to have a kind of, everybody want to have a better situation, good situation. But some sin occurs not because of my problem, but it's a distortion or kind of the obscurations of emotional obscurations or analytical obscurations happens, something. Then it said, it's in this position, you should say, even hell beings, you should have a great compassion in, or some bodhisattva said, I was willing to go to hell to help other people. And similarly, I will go to the poor or some people who have some kind of illness or some kind of mental or physical problems. I'm willing to help. But you are in this kind of competitive kind of attitude, not helping, but it's kind of based on this kind of a real or false situation you're accusing me. Then he said, you shouldn't do that because of everybody have ignorance. So you, in order to, you really become a better you, you should help, not to kind of laughing at me, but helping me with the compassion. And then the turbulence will, I will kind of bear that turbulence or a self kind of improvement. Doing that, there's a challenging of self-improvement always. So we should both kind of taking care of those situations and with the help of you and yourself, myself, all these. Yes, please.
That is, he does nothing of the sort. But what, right, does he belittle me? What use then are his qualities to me? Those qualities of which he's so possessed.
Mm-hmm. He said, in fact, in this continues, this person not kind of helping me or does a good thing to me. And exactly opposite, they are kind of belittling me. Does he belittle me or something? By what right? So how can he do this? And then of course in a lower or more, not a disadvantage position, you can say. Disadvantage. That words, you can say disadvantage position. Okay. Yes. Disadvantaged position. They were thinking like that. So, and then they said, although you are maybe better than me or you have a more quality, a good quality, but for me, what is important and who cares about your good quality? Like, some people say, oh, you are really wealthy, but you are not helping me anyway. So you're wealthy or poor, nothing to do with me or I don't care. So you are famous or not famous, it's not related to me. You go, you're famous for yourself or something. So I understand, you kind of say, understand this situation. People were thinking about, how to say, if you, it's like how the affection is mutual mostly for normal beings. There's no unconditional love for everybody. As a kind of a, in a social, fortunate, unfortunate position, there is a kind of a mutual kind of care and affection with those. If you, one person totally don't care about other people, even you're in kind of advantage, kind of the position, something, other people may not have a kind of a positive thoughts or friendly kind of attitude towards you. Even for some people, they're angry towards those people and even want to take down those people. That also happens. So it's a it's really important with a good, in the good, important role, important kind of, position then you should always serving others. And then, of course, this is also from the disadvantaged people's position, easily think that way. He said, if you're not helping me, you are not also not helping the sentient beings, or you don't care others suffering or ignorance or anything to live up or transform, changing their kind of suffering. And then people in a very kind of unfortunate, dangerous, very difficult situation. It's like a treat, treat the brink of the evil destiny. So it's possible to fall down or to the very unfortunate situation. People, you don't help them to kind of stop them doing bad or falling into negative situation, unfortunate situation. But it's said everybody try to accumulate something for themselves, and also the ego can go to not respect higher, but even compete towards sages. Even for unfortunate beings, you don't have a compassion. For kind of a supreme beings, you don't have a devotion, but try to ignore those unfortunate beings and compete or kind of surpass those sages. Those are kind of a ambitious, yeah, too ambitious, and it's not good quality. They may think you are too ambitious. That is kind of where those lower situation can make, you know, can think of. Today is quite heavy. we have a statement? No? It's okay. Continue. So this is the second part. It's self and others are more equal, so then there's a competitive kind of mind. Competition arises in the human mind. It's a kind of situation conditioned active reaction. And so so the people who in a capability or wealth or position, these are similar, then people want to go better situation. If you have this and I buy something more expensive than my friend or something. And then they said, even there's sometimes it's arguing in a very kind of ugly way. People are not also doing that in order to kind of become a top dog or something. They were aggressive and physically sometimes attack each other, sometimes verbally attack each other, sometimes they are using different methods to set traps and then kind of front and the back of those people in not in front, but to try to manipulate seeing things or give other people unfortunate situation. If you say, I don't like this person, then third person, they don't have any opinions. Oh, I know this person. Oh, how he is, you know this person. Then you will say something bad. Say, oh, I know this person. this guy is a very strange or something. Maybe he will say something negative. Of course, this is a worldly kind of a behavior. So gain and not to lose, and happy and not suffering, and praise, not this criticism, more attention, not ignoring me or something. That is kind of it's always kind of a forever topic in this competitive world. This happens. By every means, other adversities advertise my gift towards the world, ensuring that his quality remain unknown, ignored by everyone. That is very cool. that it's a competition. It's in that way. And make yourself very, very important or something good quality. And even worldly, known by word if possible. And also if you have opponents or people similar like you or your classmate or sometimes even the close friend or something, co-worker, maybe, or even some relatives maybe, then it's try to, some people are doing bad things, that is very bad, but some people maybe not doing bad, but it's also not too much kind of a pay attention or even not helping or not praising. This happens, but here it said using any necessary means to kind of put them in a bad situation or disadvantaged position. These are more like economic and political and military strategies, or in a between country or in the same country, maybe different parties and then position. These could be more intensive struggle. Rahul, yes, your turn, please.
My thoughts I will conceal, dissimulate, for I, not he, will be the object of diversion. I, not he, will gain possession and renown. I will be the center of attention.
This is it, it would be kind of the dharma offensive. So, gain, and happy, and these tension, and praise, four is something to observe or accumulate, try to, and four avoid or try to kind of decrease is to lose. And suffering, and then the ignored by people, and then criticized by people. Generally, you can say understandable. Who want suffering? Who want to criticize by people? But if you become like not only matter of yourself, but you wanted to put those in a competition between people, then people are using this motivation to do bad thing and decrease others' kind of a name or put other people in bad name or and try to rob other people's wealth or kick out other person's position or something. This happens. And then he said, to hide somebody whose own kind of thoughts is in order to accumulate, get wealth or something, it's including kind of, of course, religious personnel, including politician, including star or normal people who want to kind of having good social status or position, they will do this. And then to make others' thoughts obvious and make them not to gain anything. And then it's about to more respect or these, I think, all if you do genuine practice of Dharma, then maybe some reduce or they have a natural kind of a karmic condition is good, so they don't have those personality very strong way. Then otherwise these are normal and once or everybody have their own moral. Sometimes they think themselves are not good enough or even small things are not tolerated. So become as even the psychological problems. So this possible. So anyway, that the main thing is saying you can make a competition with yourself in the past and present. I should compare to the past. I should now do better. And even you are pursuing wealth and or well-known fame or anything, but you just compare to yourself, past and present yourself, one single person. Then if you compare to others, then the negative impact is more stronger. If you say, oh, before I don't know this, now I know, I'll increase my some understanding, then there's not much kind of a strong jealous or those happens. Say, oh, I jealous myself and I know more now. It's impossible. It's difficult. Yeah. But also if some people have a kind of jealous, doesn't mean this person is bad. It just kind of, they also try to go, they're kind of in a student or school, they have a, intentionally set this environment to make people have a jealous each other or something, little bit competition, that if not go wrong into instance, then it's a kind of a helping each other to have a little pressure. And if you, somebody say, I don't care about anything, then it's maybe they don't have a pursuing anything kind of a in dedicated way. So,
will take such satisfaction in his evil deeds and degradation, they will render him despicable, a book in writing not.
A monk in a Buddhist society, they also very much care about their vowels or not having fear or not doing that, that kind of thing. Ordained monk. And then there's one mountain, two sides, sometimes between there's a river. And then two monks retreating and meditate to, and often can, kind of maybe know each other. And then there's one day, one master said, oh, there's a servant, of course. I said, today I have a very good news. Please, you make a good tea for us. And then the servant also went to took water and then fire stove and made the very good tea. Said, "Oh, master, you said you have something to tell me. What is it?" He said, "You know what? This person, the other side, the monk, also retreating, doing practice, they broken their kind of vow. They took some kind of a, disrupt there become." Then he was very, very happy on this, only this mountain, only myself. And this is, it's from just maybe created by people or the story, I don't know, but it's commonly heard, this example or the story. You have a good, very good mindset for them. Then he said this, something similarly, I think here I say, oneself will be kind of try to satisfied and happy, others unfortunate or even suffering is their kind of attention. And also some people spreading others anything kind of negative or try to dig others' story, and if there is any kind of slight point could be criticized, then they will make them big deal and increase. And then in general, Dharma teachings often say you don't have to kind of having devotion or show respect too much to strangers, people who you don't know. Or your family members, people ask you what is your sister and father, mother, they also, so they are very kind to me, but not kind of over praising and over saying, oh, they are not good or they have hit me once I'm very little or something. You shouldn't say too extreme towards those people. And also said not one friends, genuine friends, virtuous friends, qualities, not digging others' story and spreading those things. People not, if you did, you said, it's not a kind of a noisy people, as you said, always try to invite or invade to others' private story or kind of situation. So even in many society, people are afraid of giving phone numbers and address or anything like that, your real name even, because they're afraid that people may use in bad intention or of course a medical situation, or some people say what your age is, I don't know, or income or everything. If you say this kind of, there's a point, because people are trying intentionally or unintentionally maybe, kind of others are harming people in different ways. One or more, two more, then we'll stop here. Can you share the bill of this?
People say this people would not act is trying to protect me. But how can it be our nature at all with me? In many beauty will
be. Yes. I think this also it is some people, because of competition, they are having kind of more fear. That some people kind of more fear, they don't want to compete, but there is no choice, I have to do something, for some people they have a kind of more confident with the competition and even also false identities, false kind of reasons, illogical logic, they will kind of take as a kind of platform to increase or enlarge themselves. And he had said that people, this person who kind of a firm competition, competitive kind of a, the opposition or component will become kind of more discriminating, this person. And he said, this person, this pitiful non-entity. Yeah, that is, it's too crazy, or maybe it's hard to, not knowing how much weight you have or something that, and even you wanted to compete in me, that is impossible. Like that. It's like the physical exercise, or not the exercise, the 田径运动组合, these kind of supports activities. There are also these, if you're like running, and then the others are also running fast, and then the other person also, you wanted to compete in me, as you cannot, you're impossible, you are not that person competed with me. And then, of course, these are common, they could become like everything, this knowledge, and the learned person, or beauty, and more attractive or beauty themselves, they think I'm very good at looking good looking or something, then they also proud, become like more competitive mind, healthy, including especially people will say those point to try to humiliate you or challenge you or say something, those tend raise some emotions or the attitude, then people have a opposite kind of more stronger kind of rejecting people by saying you are nothing. I know many people better than you. I myself also, I don't compare to others, but I will compare to you. I'm much better. This in even small kids, they were kind of arguing. Also, sometimes you can hear those words. This is much better. Mine is much better than yours. And then we think many people competing with you. You are thinking, I will show them my capability, my power, and my success. And then make this person hear me and look up to me and hear people praising me, or all of people say something good, and the people are overjoyed and very happy in that. I'm also very this is my reputation on the lip of all, and the thrill of the scent shivers down my spine. I think those pursuing, if you think it is real, especially competition, anger, jealous, make this situation more real, more kind of intense, or more important for you. If it's something not a competition, there is no competition, sometimes not that kind of flavorable, some not that important for you. Once that competition comes, like auction or something, they say, everybody using that, valuing this, and even some are their own kind of company from, and then they say, this is important, I will buy this. This is, if you have this, you are somebody, something like that. Then they have put more energy and value on it. Similarly, those kind of praise and fame or reputation. Those, if you think people, if they say this is a very important, even your, doesn't matter your life or death, your life is not important. Your reputation is much more important than life itself. Then you, once you believe it, then it's causing a lot of consequences by that kind of a decision or belief. But here I said people are kind of try to set their position and then tone or the, of course we are not saying this is a good, we are trying to say understanding the, even not your, not compared to competing with other people, but with your own kind of A to B, both yourself, then you learn something. If you only take one-sided kind of position, you become kind of a, you are struggling inside, tangled inside those situations, you don't learn much. But if you both sides of yourself, then you learn something. You have a more clear view, you have a more calm mind to see, to judge. Yeah, we stop here today. Dedication prayers. So as the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shamada Bhadra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue following the example one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a spring by all the victorious ones throughout three times, all of fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicated this practicing the spline. By this merit may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness and death. From ocean of the existence may all beings be free. By this virtue may all beings be complete. Collections of merit and wisdom and attain two sacred kayas that rises from word and wisdom. Through this goodness may omniscience be attained, and thereby may every enemy, mental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness and death. Thank you very much.